Holy Word for Morning Revival, titled Prayer and the Lord's Move from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference. This is week two, titled A Man of Prayer. So we're on week two, day five, the morning nourishment. Genesis 18:14 says, "Is anything too marvelous for Jehovah? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Genesis 16:17, "Abraham walked with him, and Jehovah said, 'Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?'" And Genesis 22, "Abraham remained standing before Jehovah." A man of prayer is also one who abides in God, waiting wholeheartedly before Him. Everyone who has learned well the lessons of prayer always first waits before God and then slowly gets into pray. When you come to pray, you should not hastily open your mouth to express your ideas and to utter your feelings. Rather, you need to stop and put aside your thinking and feeling so that your whole being will be waiting before God. There are a number of such examples in the Old Testament. For example, Genesis 18 records the fact that God appeared especially to Abraham and was entertained by Abraham in his tent. On that occasion, Abraham served continually before God and asked nothing of him. God finished the cakes and the calf and spoke thing concerning Sarah. After he rose up to leave, and Abraham walked with him for a distance, God stopped and said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" That's from Genesis 18:17. At that time, God made it clear that he had come to earth in order to judge Sodom. When Abraham heard this, he immediately understood God's desire and knew that he was concerned for Lot, who was in Sodom, but who belonged to God. Then Abraham immediately prayed according to God's concern. This shows that he was truly one who waited before God. These words were from Lessons on Prayer, pages 40-41. Now today's reading. Do not think that God's revelation regarding intercession comes in a sudden, miraculous, Pentecostal way. To receive such a revelation from the heart of God, we must pass through a long process. We must come all the way from Ur of Chaldea through many places to the tent door at the oaks of Mamre in Hebron. God came to Abraham at the oaks of Mamre in Hebron, not as the God of glory, nor as the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, nor as the El Shaddai, but as a mortal man to enjoy a meal with his intimate friend. At that time, God had found a man who was after his heart. The glorious intercession with Abraham made before God in Genesis 18 was not a prayer from man on earth to God in heaven. It was a human conversation between two friends. God came down from heaven, lowering himself, putting on the form of a mortal man, and conversing with Abraham. Intercession is an intimate talk with God according to the unveiling of his heart's desire. This is the first principle of intercession. In order for God to reveal his heart's desire to a man, that man must be prepared. Although millions of people belong to the name of God, very few have been prepared, disciplined, trained, circumcised, and terminated. As Abraham was enjoying such sweet fellowship with God, he received revelation from him regarding the birth of Isaac and the destruction of Sodom. The birth of Isaac is related to Christ, and the destruction of Sodom is related to God's judgment upon sin. This means that Christ must come in and sin must go out. Today God intends to produce Christ and to destroy the Sodom in our home life, work life, and even in our Christian and church life. All the revelation that we have received and shall receive from God mostly concerns these two items. Now in Genesis 18:14, the Lord said, Is anything too marvelous or wonderful for Jehovah? Every experience of Christ is marvelous in our eyes. It is a wonderful doing of the Lord. How could Sarah have brought forth Isaac? It was humanly impossible. Christian experiences are always like this because the Christian life is a life of impossibilities. How marvelous it is that all the impossibilities become possibilities with Christ. We can do what other people cannot do, and we can be what others cannot be, because Christ is marvelous and wonderful in our experience of Him. This was from Life Study of Genesis, pages 680 through 681, 673, and 675. For further reading, see Life Study of Genesis, messages 50 and 51.